April 8th, PM, Sharmadi Bhagavad Gita continued.
Krishna said he will impart knowledge unto you if he has seen the truth.
And what is that truth?
Krishna himself.
And
then in the next verse, Krishna says, when you have learned that truth,
then
never again fall into illusion.
Yajjyatva
na puna mohan. Having attained that knowledge, you'll never again fall into illusion. Yena bhutyan yasheshani. You'll understand that all the living entities, unlimited living entities, are my parts and parcels.
那么你将明白无量的这些众生的话都是我的。
Drakshashatmanyutomayi. You'll see that they're all in me and they're mine.
那么你也知道这些众生的话在我之内他们我也在他们之中。
So then you'll be able to love and respect all living entities and you'll never hate anyone or any being.
那么你将学会去尊重所有众生永远不会憎恨某人。
And there'll be no illusion or anxiety.
那么这时候你将不会有忧虑幻觉。
So now, when one has that knowledge, what will happen to a person?
那么当一个人拥有这种知识之后会怎么样呢?
Vasanti will quote the next verse of Krishna, which tells the answer.
那么呢,
and she will speak very loudly, so you can all hear.
Apichirasi Parthivyo Sarvibhyo Papakritamaha Sarvajnana Palenaiva Rinjanam Santarisisi. Even if one is considered the most sinful of all sinners.
那么这样的一个人就算他被认为是巨人中的巨人的。
He can cross.
If one is situated.
Oh yeah, if one is situated on the boat of transcendental knowledge.
一旦他登上超然知识之舟。
He can cross over the ocean of all miseries.
那么他将跨越物质存在的痛苦之洋。
And that knowledge acts like a blazing fire.
Knowledge. 那么这种超然知识有时候被誉为大火。
And Vasanti will tell you how it does.
那么这个烈火有什么功能呢?
Hetayadamsi samadamir basmasat gurute arjuna
Gyanagni sarvakarmani
basmasat gurute tata. Just as a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes.
那么就像烈火能将木头烧成灰烬。
The fire of devotional service burns to ashes.
Oh, the fire of transcendental knowledge. The fire of transcendental knowledge burns to ashes all reactions to
material activities.
So suppose I'm really miserable and I want to share that misery with others and be really mean to everybody. Share my misery. This misery loves company.
那么我们比如说心里很痛苦，想跟别人分享一下这个痛苦。
But then I remember Krishna's words.
那么突然间我记起了Krishna的话。
That all living beings are in me and they're mine. They're not yours for you to do what you want with them.
也就是说所有的众生的话都在我之中。 那么并非这众生随你来处理就是以我为中心的。
And I'm saying that to Krishna, but I want to do what I want with them.
那么有人说了，I don't want to do what I want with them. 但是我们有这种的偏执，我们就想着。
I can do whatever I want with them.
为所欲为。
But then I'm remembering the verse that I just learned. Krishna says, no, they're in me and they're mine. And when you know this, you'll never again fall into illusion.
所以当我们记起这个世界，说 Krishna 说众生在我之内。 他们与我是我的不可分割的一部分，他们属于我的。你记起这些东西。
And if you situate yourself in this knowledge, then the fire of that knowledge will burn to ashes all of the reactions of your material activities, which is the cause of your misery.
哦，当你呢哈能够呢哈有这种超然知识后呢，那么这个火将你所有物质活动的这个报应哈全部呢烧成灰烬。
So I'm having this argument with Krishna based on the verses that I'm learning.
所以呢，我们可以呢依据我们的学习的经典的师节的话呢，与 Krishna 进行这个辩论。
And just see how I'm getting purified.
哦，那你就知道你怎样得到净化。
So isn't it wonderful to learn verses?
所以呢，我们学习师节的话，是不是很棒？就说呢，能够学好掌握一些师节，实际上对我们很好。
If it's too hard to learn the Sanskrit, no problem.
如果呢学梵文对大家来说呢很困难的话，
just learn it in your own local language.
那你就学你们自己的话，当地的话。
Like yesterday, I wanted to give Basanti anxiety. I wanted to be mean to her.
比如昨天晚上的话呢，我对 Basanti 呢比较那个。
I thought that's going to make me happy if I can say something that really put her in anxiety because I'm an anxiety and misery loves company.
因为我自己很痛苦，所以我呢想让别人也痛苦。
And besides, I didn't like the figs that she gave me. They were too rotten. The figs that she gave me to eat were too rotten. So I want to put her in anxiety like she put me in anxiety.
但是她给她吃的东西哈，那个 is too rotten. You.
Yeah, the figs were rotten.
Figs, what's that? Oh, figs.
You know.
那个无花果哈，她说呢，这个已经坏掉了，给她吃哈。
So I was thinking I have to think of something that, or maybe an expression on my face that put her in anxiety.
所以呢，我想让她也痛苦。
But then, unfortunately, I remembered Krishna's verse in the 12th chapter.
但是呢，哈，突然间我想起 Krishna 在十二篇里面一个世界了。
Wherein he said, "He for whom no one is put in anxiety, who is a kind friend to all living entities."
那个哈对众生哈，他不置众生于困境啊，不令众生不安，并且呢，永远是众生的良友。
And who is free from all sense of proprietorship.
那么他哈没有呢虚假的拥有感。
He is very dear to me.
这个人呢哈跟我呢很亲。
So I thought, well, I should be dear to Krishna because then he'll make me happy.
那么呢，我就想哈，我应该跟 Krishna 亲近
才对哈。And give me pure devotion.
这样子呢，他能够哈，让我能快乐。
And I already know the glories of pure devotion.
而且呢哈，能赐予我呢纯粹父爱。
So all right, I won't say anything.
因此的话呢，决定哈不说话。
So see, isn't it great to learn verses?
所以呢哈，学习师节呢哈有这个好处啊，让我们呢有时候记起来。
So now we will continue our reading about the glories of Tulsi.
现在我们继续呢早上一个课哈，就是托拉西的荣耀哈。
First, I'll ask who is this young man back here?
这个。
He looks like a very nice devotee, and I didn't see him before.
是大家的
儿子。
我儿子。
Her son.
Oh, it's her son. Oh, great. You're also initiated.
启迪了吗？我看他戴着锦珠。
But you have the necklace.
You see
the necklace. She gave it to you. It's wonderful. Very good. You're very fortunate to have such a good, wonderful mother. So we're going to continue the reading of Tulsi Devi. You have it? Now, who's an example of? You have it?
No.
Who's an example of the blazing fire of devotion burning all reactions to material activities so that there's no fear of any such being in any situation in the material world?
Who's the example?
Who's an example?
That's he got
this. That's my question.
Yeah. Who's the example?
Who's the best example of the blazing fire of devotion, of knowledge, burning to ashes all the reactions of material activities.
那么这谁是呢哈那个最好的榜样？也就是说呢哈，这个知识之火呢，能够哈将我们的罪恶活动呢哈烧成灰烬的，你能举出吗？
The best example is the gopis of Vrindavan.
实际上呢，最好的例子呢哈是呢 Vrindavan 的牧牛女。
Krishna wanted to show that the gopis don't consider any material circumstance; they only consider the happiness of Krishna, and that's the very highest transcendental knowledge.
那么呢哈 ，Krishna 的话呢也讲到了，牧牛姑娘的话呢哈不会在乎自己哈，而呢只是呢就是说呢 为了 Krishna 的快乐而做，那么呢，这是实际上是最高的哈，这种的奉爱。
Because Krishna is the highest truth.
因为呢 ，Krishna 就是那个绝对真理啊，最高真理。
And he's the sum total of everything.
也是呢哈，一切的总和。
So when I have my $100, then all my $10 problems are solved.
所以呢哈，我们讲到了哈，一百万的哈，如果有了一百万的话呢，那十块钱就没问题啊。
So in order to glorify them, Krishna performed his particular pastime.
因此呢，为了荣耀他们的话呢 ，Krishna 有一段哈特别的逍遥时光。
And I learned this pastime from our Srila Prabhupada just a few days after I joined.
那么就在我加入了慧显自觉运动几天之后呢，我就学到了这个逍遥时光，从帕帕德那里知道。
He said that once when Krishna was in Dwarka, he had a headache. Even though he's God, he did this pastime of having a headache.
那么呢，慧显在那多卡的时候呢，他上演了一个头痛啊，这个逍遥时光啊，他现在尽管是神，但是他头痛。
And his devotee Narada Muni was trying to figure out what to do to help.
那么呢，这个呢，圣人的话呢 ，Narada Muni 的话呢，就想了怎么办啊，想出方法。
So Krishna said, only the dust of the lotus feet of my devotee will relieve my headache.
那么呢 ，Krishna 说了哈，只有那奉献者的哈，这个呢，
那个水
莲花图的哈，这个呢，尘土的话呢，才能够哈，将我这个问题解决。
So Narada Muni went to all the devotees in Dwarka, the queens and everyone, and asked them for the dust of their feet.
所以拿着木里的话呢，去掉多卡呢，请求了这些奉献者，包括那些多卡的王妃哈，请求他们足下的尘土。
All the great yogis and sages.
包括呢这些瑜伽师啊，圣人。
And they all said, "How can I give Krishna the dust of my feet? I'll go to hell. Krishna's God."
所以呢都说了他说我怎么能够把我这个呢？足下尘土呢给 Krishna 我要下地狱。
So finally, Narada was traveling everywhere looking for the dust, and finally he came to Vrindavan.
那么 Narada 呢到处呢寻找这个就是奉献者的足下尘土，但是呢最后呢就走到了 Vrindavan 最后。
And as soon as he saw the gopis, they ran to him out of their concern for Krishna.
那么当他见到牧牛姑娘的时候呢，这些牧牛女啊，勾引们的话呢，就跑向他跑去了，问呢询问 Krishna。
And when Narada told them his condition and what he needed,
那么当 Narada 向他们呢讲述他的这个现状并且呢还有他现在的需要，
the gopis immediately started taking the dust from their feet.
那么呢牧牛女就从他们足下就说呢去抓取他们的这个尘土。
And then when they got all they could, they went to more piles of dust and rubbed their feet in and got more and more dust.
当他们把这足下尘土给他之后呢。又在其他尘土的地方踏触那得到更多的这些。
And they ended up giving Narada a truckload of piles of the dust on his
feet. 最后呢就是呢 several truckloads.
A truckload.
就说呢像就像车一车的这个尘土。
So Narada said, "You know Krishna is God. Aren't you afraid of going to hell?"
所以 Narada 就反问他们他说呢你们知道Krishna是神你们害不害怕下地狱？
So the gopis said, "Never mind, we shall go to hell, but just let Krishna be cured."
那么牧牛姑娘gopi们就说了我们不在乎下地狱让 Krishna 这个病呢得到医治。
So this is an example of devotees absorbed in the fire of knowledge.
那么这也是
the best example.
一个最好的一个例子讲到了这个奉献者完全专注于超然知识这个之火之中。
Krishna says that such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism.
那么这里面讲到了这是所有神秘玄秘的这个呢 mysticism。
Mysticism, he has gets all mystic powers。
所有神通所有神秘力量的这个呢这个总最终的结果终极。
He could even reach out to another planet and pick fruit。
这种呢神通的话呢，包括就是说呢，把手伸出去到另外一个星球拿一个水果下来。
He can bring anyone under his control。
也可以让任何人。
Smaller than an atom。
也可以让任何人受他控制。
Just like Hanuman, he could assume any size that he wanted, any form.
就像哈努曼一样他可以呢变形可以呢是任何形体任何的这个呢就是说呢任何的小或小或大任何形状出现。
And anyone who's accomplished in devotional service, he enjoys himself from within in due course of time.
所以当一个人在呢。奉爱修习的中之中呢有成就之后呢他完全在自我之内而享受快乐。
I'd like to know, is everybody comfortable here? Anybody who needs a chair has a chair? Are these chairs high enough for you?
他说你们坐的舒不舒服？ 要不要凳子？
Do you need a higher chair?
要更高的。
可以吗？ It's okay.
Okay. So, Krishna concludes this chapter by saying that whatever doubt is the opposite of faith and knowledge.
Krishna 呢以这个哈结束这个世界，他说如果你有任何疑问。
And ignorance is the opposite of knowledge.
这个怀疑的话呢是呢信心的这个反面的，而呢无知呢是呢这个知识的反面。
Whatever doubts in Krishna consciousness have arisen in your heart due to ignorance.
他说呢无论你内心中在 Krishna 自觉就是说呢休息过程中有任何疑问呢是基于呢你内心中的某种愚昧。
Should be slashed with the weapon of knowledge.
那么这种无知和愚昧的话呢要被这个超人知识之剑要切掉。
So armed with yoga, O Arjuna, yoga means that one gives up the fruits of activity. This is the definition of yoga. One gives up the fruits of activities,And he works for the satisfaction of Krishna.
那么的话，他说呢，以瑜伽武装你自己。那么这个瑜伽呢，指的是呢放弃了你活动的这个结果，而呢为了取悦呢 Krishna 而呢活动。
Armed with yoga, O Arjuna, stand and fight. Armed with yoga.
他说瑜伽武装你自己起来作战吧。
He said, ignorance and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures.
他说那些无知和呢没有信心的人呢怀疑呢启示经典。
They cannot attain this highest God consciousness, but they fall down.
他们不能达到这个呢神的知觉他们会呢跌落。
For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next.
对于那些呢心怀疑问的灵魂呢，他们的快乐呢既不在这个世界上来世也不会获得。
Right, Yutika? As we could see from your friend today.
She wanted to take care of the baby.
Yeah. But she also said, I'm stuck, I can't come out.
那你听到她的口气她说她困在那里走不出去。
So I hope she'll be back and associate with you more and more.
我希望她能够得到你的联谊吗？多一点。
我都害怕她了。
I'm afraid of her.
Why?
Too much anxiety coming to her.
很头痛。
To her?
I have a headache. I have a headache with her.
我从在广州就开始一直喊她去见顾飞了，然后就是几个小时的电话。
I talking with her several hours in the telephone.
完了，她就挣扎得很厉害，又想要顾飞，又想要。
You want both?
Huh?
You want Sri Gurudev and also want his her guru.
That's fine. No problem. That's no problem.
没有问题。
That's very good.
It's not good for her.
For who?
Because ISKCON already have to make the decision that they should not come to us. If they come, then they just kick out.
Yeah. If.
And also, the guru have this same kind of opinion.
I know.
Yeah. That's why.
But if she thinks. I can have both, then that's good. If she thinks I can't have both, then she'll be bound and kept down.
她如果自己觉得我两样都想要，对她来说是好。
But if you could just each time spend 2 minutes with her and just say you can have both, the Diksha Guru and the Shiksha Guru, then just the more association she gets with Gurudev, the more she'll automatically the other things go away.
但是你每次只给她2分钟联谊告诉他你既需要Diksha Guru 也需要这个 Shiksha Guru 那么逐步的你给他这个联系之后呢他会慢慢放掉一些东西
By experiencing a higher taste one becomes fixed in consciousness
因为他如果有更高的品味的话呢他的自觉会比较稳固
I remember some ISKCON devotee came to see Gurudev during Kartik
我也记得呢在 Kartik 的时候呢有些 ISKCON 的奉献者来见过
And she also was saying I feel like my heart is empty. I'm engaged in so much book distribution, preaching, but I feel like my heart is empty. So Krishna brought her to Kartik to meet Gurudev.
那么这个奉献者呢，当时也说他说呢，我做很多服务拍了很多书做了很多服务，但是呢，心是空的。所以呢，有一次的话呢，奉献者就将在 Kartik 的时候呢，带你去见 Gurudev.
And then she said, I'm initiated by so and so.
说呢，我被某某灵性导师驱离了。
Gurudev said, "Oh, very good."
And
sometimes you can come and visit me.
Gurudev 说很好哈，那你有事来拜访我一下也可以的。没说什么。
So just like add this very nice little thing.
你就觉得这个是个很好的一件事情，就行。
And then by experiencing the reality, then automatically the illusion goes away.
当他如果有这种的体验之后呢？这个幻觉哈，一些呢东西的话呢，就会慢慢消失走掉。
When I'm in the middle of a dream, I'm thinking that it's reality.
当我呢还在做梦的时候呢，你以为这是现实。
Like once when I was younger, I had a dream that a big monster was chasing me. He was the biggest building, and he was chasing me.
我说小时候呢，有个做了一个梦哈，就说那一个很大的怪物，很大，好像一栋楼那么高哈，追在追我。
And in my dream, I was wondering, am I dreaming or is this real?
那我在梦里面还在想哦，我在做梦还是真的呢。
So I know I'll pinch myself and see.
然后呢，我自己就在想哦，我要把我捏一下我自己哈，看看呢有没有感觉。
And I thought, oh, it hurts, so this must be real. It was in a dream.
有痛觉哈，哦，那肯定是真的，但是实际上还是在梦里面。
So then, as I was waking up, then the dream became obvious that it was a dream.
但是呢，最后终极醒过来的时候呢，哈，觉得哦，确实是个梦。
So if we just add the wake up activities,
所以呢，你只是呢哈增加了这种
to their dream, then automatically the dream will fade out.
让他能醒过来啊，那么他能逐步会醒过来。
Like we were reading yesterday in the Bhagavad Gita.
就是昨天我们读到。
Or the morning, I think.
涅槃歌里面世界。
Don't disturb the minds of the ignorant, who are engaged in fruitive activities.
但是不要去骚扰哈那些愚昧之人的活动。
Don't try to get them to stop what they're doing.
不要让他们停止他们现在。
Because they're attached to that.
因为他们现在。
Rather engage them in works of devotion.
相反的话，要将他们的话，让他们从事一份奉爱活动。
Yes, you're doing very good. Just add this.
要鼓励他哦。你说你做得很好。
Like Gurudev said, you're already doing so many activities. To anyone.
Gurudev 有时候呢对一些人说哈，你做了很多活动了，很多好事。
Just add Krishna consciousness.
把那 Krishna 自己也添加到你的活动里面就行了。
But then he told what he actually meant.
后来呢哈，他又跟我们说这话什么意思哈
？All your activities are all zeros.
他说呢，其他活动全都是零。
So if you put a one in front of it, then you become so rich.
但是呢，你把呢这个一呀、啊，这 Krishna 自觉加在前面的话呢，就是。
If you have one zero, then you get a ten. If you have two zeros, you get a hundred. If you have ten zeros, you get a million.
你呢有两个零的话呢，一个零是十哈，两个零就是一百啊，因为你加了这个 Krishna 自觉。
So when Maya is very strongly has a hold on someone.
因此呢 ，Maya 呢很强的哈，当已经勾住了某人的时候。
Yes, it's great what you're doing. Just Here, try this also.
那么呢，你可以
This may help.
你跟他说哈，你做得很好哈，你只要把这个添加进去就行了。
Does that make sense? But you're right that not to waste time when people can't hear what you say.
但是你也是对的哈，就是说当他呢不能够聆听的时候啊，不要说浪费那么多时间。
If it's easy and takes a little time, fine.
如果呢他只是呢很容易哈，花你几分钟的时间没问题啊。
The ninth offense.In chanting is to preach the glories of the Lord to the faithless.
因为呢，有时候呢，对一些完全没有信心的人传播圣名的话呢，是第九项冒犯。
And Prabhupada explained one of the meanings of that.
所以Prabhupada解释了这个意思。
That it takes so much energy to convince a faithless person.
因为呢，Prabhupada讲了哈，就说你呢花了很多能量啊，去呢劝服一个没有信心的人。
So take that same energy and easily convince so many people.
那么你如果用上这个能量的话呢，你去呢跟一个呢心地比较单纯的，或者是呢很多人其他很多人会跟他说了不必要浪费在这一个人。
And who are eager to hear.
而且呢，这些人呢真的想去听的。
At the same time, always be loving and kind, without taking a lot of time to the ones that are stuck.
而且呢，同时呢我们也要有爱心和有这种呢帮忙的这个心态。但是呢，不要让他花你太多时间。
Does that make sense?
明白。
I agree with you. So hopefully that's a helpful little hint. Okay, so now we're going to continue our. Do you have any other question about that?
还没别的问题。
就是我爱心不够。
I have no loving heart. I don't have love.
Well, that's very good that you're saying that.
你能够说出来也不错了。
Because most people think that they have it.
因为很多人还以为自己有爱。
So if we lament, then we don't have it. That our chanting of Hare Krishna and our singing of bhajans will be so much more effective.
如果呢，我们自觉到哈，知道我们没有奉爱哈，没有爱呀，没有爱心的话呢，那我们的唱诵和我们的灵唱的话呢，会更有效果。
Because then whenever we're chanting or singing the songs, we can add P.S. Please give me a loving heart.
然后我们唱诵的时候呢，可以加上一个附加条件哈，请给我一个呢爱心。
In other words, please make my heart the same as your heart. Like if somebody is the author of the song, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings a song, and then you pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur while you're singing. Please make my heart the same as yours, because your heart is so full of love.
那也可以像哈这作者呢，像Bhaktivinoda Thakur等等哈祈祷，啊，请让我的内心哈变得像你一样，因为你的心呢很软，很有爱，很多爱。
At the same time, I fully agree with you that we should give time to those who are receptive and less time to those who are not receptive.
当然我同意呢，就说呢，对一些呢接受能力强的、能接纳的人的话呢，给多一点时间出来可以。但是呢，对那些不怎么接纳的，不要浪费时间。
That's why it's stated in a few verses ago that try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master.Inquire of him submissively, so that he doesn't waste his time.
所以呢，我们讲到的话，一个门徒呢，靠近孤儒的话呢，是一种呢，
顺从
的这种呢，询问的，这段时间也不浪费这个灵性导师的时间啊。
Like sometimes for people who can't follow the wisdom, you can ask them if they could do various services. Help with little services, like can you.Make a garland for our. Can make a garland for our.
For those who couldn't follow the business.
Yeah, they can't.
Appreciate,
say, our philosophy, but they have some inclination. They want to, but they can't because their lack of Sukritis and Sanskars is holding them back.
那么有的人不能够直接进入经典的哈，念诵等等的，可以让他们做一些事情啊，比如穿香花环啊。哦，等等那些小事情，因为他们的书慧体不够啊，这东西会挡住他们的。
Okay, so then you can ask, would you like to do this service? We need this service.
哦，可以呢，好像呢。
Would you make a garland for a good day, or can you help us distribute flyers or whatever?
哦，派发一些东西啊，海报。
Any service that they can do that will give them more Sukritis, so that later on they'll be able to understand.
也就是让他们做一些活动，能够增加给他们积分了，累积这个书慧体。
But I fully agree not to waste time.
但是我同意呢，不要浪费时间。
Does that sound a little helpful? This applies in all cases.
这个实际上呢，运用于所有方面，而不只是这个事情。
Does that sound a little helpful or not?
有没有帮助到你？
Like if they approach you, you can ask them, "Oh, we need this service. Can you help?" And if they say, "Sorry, I have no time," okay, no problem.
如果呢，有人
，At least you offered them the Sukritis.
就是呢，有人上来的话，你可以叫他们做一点事儿如果他们说没时间，那就算了。如果呢有时间可以做的话呢，给他们一点事做，那么增加他们的Sukriti。
Like part of me wants to chant 64 rounds. Part of me wants to chant 64 rounds, and I know that it'll really make me advance.
就像我自己本人有一部分的声音呢说呢你要唱64圈当然我也知道，如果我能够坚持这样唱诵的话呢，会更好对我来说很好。
And I know that if I do that, all my service will go better, and I'll be much more intelligent.
那我也知道，我如果能做到的话那我的服务的就能够呢 ，all my service will be go back.
Will go better.
Better. 那我的服务然后会更好。
And I'll have a lot more intelligence in decision making.
也会有更多智慧和呢决策方面更准确。
But my lack of Sukritis and Sanskars don't allow me.
但是呢，我呢缺乏呢Sukriti和呢不有没有足够的Sanskar印记的话呢，我难以去这样做。
So I can sympathize and empathize with those who don't have enough Sukriti to come properly to Gurudev.
所以呢，我也同情一些呢没有足够Sukriti的人，他们是根本走不到Gurudev 或Papa的那里，走不到那里去。没有Sukriti，你没办法。
It's painful not to have enough Sukritis.
实际上呢，如果你没有足够的Sukriti，是很痛苦的事情。这个积分不够，
So again, not waste time, just give a little bit of time when they want it.
所以呢，当他们需要的时候
Well, I have to hurry now. I'm going to the such and such.
啊，当他们需要的时候呢，你就把一点时间给出来给他们。
And if you can help with this service, that'll be great.
啊，如果他们能帮到你的服务哈，就是我们奉献做服务的话更好。
Or we're having a program.
啊，或是呢？
You'd like to come.
啊，如果
No problem.
啊，我们有活动的话，他们能来也可以啊。
Does that sound a little helpful?
我在想，我本人怎么样最快速度的积累我的。
How can I make up more security for myself?
最快的，要不我觉得他们在等我，然后我又进步。
Like others are waiting for me, and I could not make progress.
是他们的问题。
Who's waiting?
谁等你？
我觉得
没有。
Who's waiting? Are you?
这些东西都来了，但是我却没办法发展得了。
目光点少耶，还远了。
必须要派这些帮的人来，但是我去帮
多了就这样了，你影响到他。
就是那些，三年前的时候被害了 ，but I could not help anything in the seva.
Prabhupada says that lamentation is purification.
Prabhupada 也讲到了哈，你这种有这种忏悔之心的话呢，也是一种净化。
That kind of lamentation is purification.
也是一种很净化的。
All of the songs in our song books are songs of lamentation.
实际上我们的歌本里面，都是这些歌哈。
And great anxiety to get out of the situation that I'm in, with the amount of Krishna consciousness I have, and to become pure.
都是讲到哈这个处境哈，怎么走出这个处境啊？怎么能够呢，在 Krishna 自己上提升呢？等等。
So as we sing the songs every day,
因为我们每天唱这些歌
we pray to the author of the song and our Gurudev that please make my heart same as your heart when I'm singing this.
向 Gurudev 的这些作者呢祈祷哦，让我的心呢能够变得像你们一样。
And at the same time, we while we're doing anything, while we're chanting, while we're cooking, we remember the bhajans.
当我们做任何事情。
And while I'm remembering the bhajans, I remember the anguish that's in the words of the bhajan. I pray to make that mine.
那我们记得哈，这些灵唱也记得呢，这里面的这种呢哈，痛苦吧哈，这种挣扎，在这个歌里面表达的这种情感。
When our acharyas are singing in the bhajans, they're weeping into the bhajans.
实际上，当我们这些acharya 们唱这歌的时候，他们是在哭的。
I once told Gurudev that I'm so busy doing so many things in your service that I rush through my bhajan time, and I don't chant very nicely or sing the bhajans nicely.
那么我有次跟 Gurudev 提到哈，说我很多服务做的。
Or I don't sing them at all.
我呢？根本呢，就是说呢，在唱歌、临唱啊，哈，在呢，修行方面呢，比较就是说呢，总是有点赶呢、啊，赶时间呢、啊，可能有时候都没有唱歌等等。
And I thought he was going to say, well, that's fine. You're doing so many important services to me, for me. You're preaching all around the world. You're so doing so important things. It's okay, no problem. Automatically, it will come.
那么我就以为 Gurudev 说哈没问题的哈，你做了很多事情，全世界传教，这些东西会以后会来的。
But instead he said something else.
但相反呢，他说了另外一个答案。
He said, no, you have to be like me. You have to take out the time to chant and weep.
那么他说呢，你要学我哈这样子，你要把时间抽出来哈，要去呢唱诵，要去哭啊。
And on his bed that he was sitting on was his desk like this, except it was a little slanty, and he had all his Hindi.The Hindi editing that he was doing to show me that he had a lot of work to do too.
那么他呢把自己哈这个桌子上的哈这个东西那个书哈印度的这个他写的东西给我看，他说呢我也有很多事情要做。
And he showed me that he was showing his counter beads. That you know if you look at this part. I mean this part. This part is the 16, right?And this part is 4, 16,
32, 48, 64. 那么他就把那个这个数珠给我看了。
So he was showing me that he was like that, and he was already on his 48 to 64.
他呢就把那数珠给我看了，看到那边已经三个珠子过去了，剩下第四个珠了，那意味着他已经唱到呢48到64圈之间那个圈数了。
So he was saying, Despite your schedule, you have to take out the time to chant and read.
他说呢，也就是说呢，无论你的这个日程安排有多忙哈，你把这个时间抽出来哈，去能念诵去哭啊。
Because I can see that you're crying inside for that, for that advancement that you're speaking about. And that's one important way. And of course, preaching is an important way, and you're already doing that.
也就是说呢，他也知道呢哈，就是说念诵呢，是念诵和去哭啊，是一个方面，当然传教也是一个方面。
Hearing MP3s and CDs a lot.
去聆听呢。
That helps a lot.
这个 MP3 的讲课啊，等等啊，这也帮助我们。
While you're cooking, you could be singing Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. So what Damodar? Damodar means Mother Yasoda binding Krishna, but it also means something else.
所以 Damodar 是什么意思呢？就是呢。像然后也说的妈妈把 Krishna 绑起来是一个含义啊，还有另外一个含义。
Once when Radha and Krishna were sitting together, their gopi friends took Radharani's veil and Krishna's shawl and tied them together.
那么当有一次的话 ，Radha 和 Krishna 在一起的时候呢，这些牧牛女伴的话呢，就
her veil and his shawl
将她的这个披巾啊和她的这个面纱哈绑在一起的。
And this is what you do at a wedding.
是这是呢在结婚的时候会做的。
So they did that very secretly, so they wouldn't know.
他们是秘密的哈，把他们两个的衣服呢绑起来。
And then they started singing wedding songs.
开始唱那些婚礼的歌。
And Radha and Krishna tried to get up and run away, but they couldn't because they were tied together.
那么 Radha Krishna 想起身想走的时候呢已经被绑在一起了。
So that's even a deeper meaning of Damodar.
那么这是Damodar 这个更深的含义。
Does that help a little bit?
所以呢，你就说他是你煮饭哈等等的，可以唱歌哈，可以想起这些东西。
Okay. So should we continue to read about Tulsi then?
Yes.
Okay. So the honey, in you want to speak about Tulsi? Do you have Buddha?
It's open at the bottom. I don't know what you want. I just have
letters.
Okay.
I think this one is.
The honey in Tulsi helps our heart, body, and mind and soul.
所以我们早上讲到的这个呢，图拉西里面的这个花蜜啊，可以帮助我们的身体啊，心意啊，还有灵魂，还有内心心灵。
And this is why Krishna doesn't accept any offering of bhoga, unless the tulsi leaves and manjaris are on that bhoga.
所以呢 ，Krishna 为什么不会接受呢？那个没有呢放上图拉西的 manjari 小花，还有呢这个叶子的这个供奉。
At least by mantra and meditation.
除非呢就是说呢，一定要加上这个曼陀罗的这个念这个心意供奉。
If there's nothing to offer Krishna, you can offer him a glass of water with tulsi and manjaris.
所以呢，如果一个人没有任何东西供奉那么他可以供一杯水放上一片叶子或者 manjari 小花。
So that this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered to Raghunath Das Goswami.
所以呢，这就是为什么呢？主教圣人马古布呢，向呢拉布纳达达斯库上面的有个训令的。
You are renounced, and therefore you have nothing to give.
他说你是个弃绝的人因此呢没有东西给出来。
You eat rotten, rejected rice.
你吃的是那些
And of course you can't offer that to the deity.
你吃的是一些腐烂的被人抛弃的拒绝的食物因此你这些东西不能供奉给主的。
But you can give very fresh tulsi leaves with manjaris.And Krishna will be very happy to accept that.
但是呢，你可以给呢这个呢新鲜的图拉西的 manjari， Krishna 会很高兴接受它。
He'll be happy to accept that above anything else.
他呢就说呢就是说接受这东西超过了其他任何东西。
If anyone wants to serve Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu.
如果任何人想服务呢 Krishna 或呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 或 Nityananda Prabhu。
And who wants to chant Hari Nam, he should surely wear tulsi.
那么如果呢，尤其是呢，唱诵呢 Hari Nam 圣名，那肯定要呢，佩戴 tulsi.
Our neck bead should be pure tulsi.
我们的颈珠应该是纯粹的 tulsi.
Don't put any pearls in between the tulsi beads.
这里面不是讲不要把那些珍珠镶在这个颈珠上面。
Sometimes I see devotees put Ganges water and ghee on the beads.
那么有时候我看到这个奉献者呢，将那个恒河水和呢酥油放在这个涂洗珠上。
But Tulsi is as pure as Ganges and Jamuna already.
啊，但是呢，图喜的话呢，已经跟哈恒河、亚穆纳河一样哈，已经是纯洁的。
So there's no need to purify the bees.
因此呢，不需要哈来这个净化这个锦珠啊，这个珠子。
If anyone wants Krishna bhakti, then Tulsi, Dakiya, Jurayo, Pran, Madhava, Toshini, Jani. Tulsi or Vrindadevi is always serving Radha and Krishna. In Goloka Vrindavan.
图拉喜的话呢，在 Goloka Vrindavan 总是呢服务 Radha Krishna.
All of Vrindavan was the property of Vrinda, and she gave it to Radha.
那么呢，实际上呢，这个 Vrindavan 呢是 Radharani 的这个财产，她把这个呢给了 Vrinda。
So if anyone wants to have pure bhakti, they should certainly keep tulsi plants, wear tulsi beads, chant on tulsi, do parikrama of her at least 4 times daily, water her as needed.
If someone wants pure bhakti, 如果任何人想要那个纯粹奉爱，他一定要在图拉喜珠上念诵，佩戴图拉喜珠，在家里面养图拉喜，每日要拜图拉喜，给他浇水等等。
Don't water her or pick her leaves on Dwadasi, the day after Ekadasi.
在 Ekadasi 第二天的话呢，不要呢给她浇水，也不要摘她的叶子。
But if circumstantially she's all dry on Dwadasi, and she needs the water, then give her the water.
除非呢在呢 Dwadasi 就是在呢 Ekadasi 第二天呢，她已经干得很厉害了，脱水了，那么你要给她浇水，特别情况。
Don't touch her at night time because at night she sleeps.
不要在晚上的碰它哈，就说它已经睡觉了。
She wakes up in the Brahma Muhurta time about 3 to 4 a.m.
那么它呢，一般哈在3到4点哈，在 Brahma Muhurta 这个时间呢哈醒过来。
From that time on, we can touch her.
那么从那个时间开始呢，你可以触
碰它。But in the evening after 8 or 9, we should not touch her.
但是呢，晚上比如说8点到9点以后呢，就不要碰它了。
We should quickly develop great honor and faith in her.
一定要迅速的发展对他呢一个恭敬之心哈，还有呢great honor and
faith，
还有信心啊。
Then there's a quote from the Chaitanya Charitamrita。
那么这里面也引述了Chaitanya Charitamrita 财产经一个世界。
Where the Lord is, oh no, I'm sorry, it's from the Gautamiya Tantra。
从另外一本书叫 Gautamiya Tantra 这本书。
If someone worships me with only tulsi leaves and water,
如果任何人只是呢以呢水和呢图拉喜叶崇拜我，
then he purchases me.
他呢能收买我，买下我。
And he purchases my very self.
也买下了我就是买下了我了，我自己。
And who is the self of Krishna? The Atma of Krishna is Radharani.
那么这个Krishna 这个 Atma 是什么呢？是 Radharani， Atma 灵魂。
That means he gives himself. Means he gives Radharani service. He makes that person a maid servant to Radharani.
这意味着呢，他将呢他自己呢给出去，也就是 Radharani 也把呢 Radharani 这个仆人呢这种服务呢给予这个人。
All the pastimes of Radha of Krishna.And the coward boys and his parents, they're all arranged by Yogamaya.
所有呢 ，Krishna 的这些逍遥时光，与牧牛童啊，与他的父母啊，等等这逍遥时光是 Yogamaya 女神安排的。
Who is Krishna's pastime potency?
被称为呢 ，Krishna 的这个逍遥时光能量。
But Yogamaya has one special department.
但是呢 ，Yogamaya 有个特别的部门。
And her manifestation for that is Vrindadevi.
那么这个扩展的话呢，就是 Vrinda 女神。
She's in charge of the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
那么 Vrinda 女神呢，专门掌管的是呢，爱侣情怀呀。
All the Kunjalila, the most confidential pastime.
称为 Kunjalila 所有在那森林花园里面的这些呢，逍遥时光，机密的逍遥时光，由她来安排的。
By the order of Vrindadevi, Vrindavan looks beautiful, as if decorated with all the qualities of the spring.
那么呢，因为呢 ，Vrinda 女神这个命令的话，那么Vrindavan 的话呢，展现的非常美丽啊，拥有了春天的这种呢特征啊。
By her order, all the flowers blossom and spread their fragrance everywhere.
那么因为她的这个呢指令的，那么所有的花都开放并且呢就是香气也就四溢了。
The wind in Vrindavan blows, and the bumblebees are maddened and intoxicated.
那么这个微风。
By the sweet honey of the lotuses.
微风吹拂啊，那。也因为呢这个莲花这甜美的花露了， 那么令到呢哈，这个蜜蜂啊都变得呢哈如痴如醉，很疯狂。
And the peacocks are dancing, and the deer are also dancing here and there.
那么孔雀呢在跳舞啊，甚至鹿啊都在跳舞。
This is all by the grace and order of Vrindadevi.
那么这都是呢哈Vrinda女神。
Who has taken that form of Tulsi?
恩典的也是她的安排，反正这是。
Which is very very powerful.
她以这个哈突袭的这个形象来展示啊。
So Gurudev said Krishna sees himself as indebted to Vrindadevi.
因此的话呢 ，Krishna 的话呢都觉得有所亏欠呢，对 Vrinda 女神呢有所亏欠。
And Krishna always thinks he cannot repay her.
也觉得哈自己不能够偿还她。
So if anyone gives Tulsi to Krishna, he becomes shy, and he thinks this devotee has purchased me.
所以任何人呢哈将那 Tulsi 给呢给予 Krishna 的话呢 ，Krishna 会觉得很惭愧啊。他说呢，哦这个人哈他买了买下我了。
So Gurudev said you can make an experiment and test whether this is true or false.
Gurudev 说的话，你可以试一下，看看这个是不是真的。
Give water to Tulsi and offer her leaves at the lotus feet of Krishna.
将哈给 Tulsi 浇水哈，并且将它叶子呢供奉给 Krishna 莲花珠。
And put Tulsi leaves on each food preparation.
在每一个供奉贡品里面呢哈，放上了 Tulsi 叶子。
Then Krishna will be very happy and he'll please you.
那么呢 ，Krishna 会非常高兴哈，他会来取悦你。
He'll say, "What do you want? What do you want?"
他会问你哈，你需要什么哈？你需要什么
？But then we should only say, "Radha Dasyam, Radha Dasyam, I want to serve Radharani."
但是 Gurudev 说哈，你只要一个东西哈 ，Radha Dasyam, Radha Dasyam， 就是对 Radharani 的服务。
So daily, every day, you should give water to her and offer a ghee lamp.
每天呢哈，给她浇水哈，给她呢供灯啊。
Said especially the ladies.Should offer the lamp.
尤其是女性哈，女孩子啊要供灯啊。
And every day circumambulate her four times, and sing the Tulsi Arti.
每天呢绕拜四次啊，然后呢唱诵那个Tulsi Arti.
Do you know the Tulsi Arti?
Do
you know the Tulsi Arti?
Tulsi Arti 的歌知道吗？
给他供灯，亮灯之前要不要跟上香
？Should we offer incense also before ghee lamp? 可以，没问题。
If you don't have, then offer the ghee lamp. But if you have, then incense also.
如果有香哈，也可以供香，没问题的。灯。
他讲的八点是以我们这边的八点。
当地的时间，晚上八点以后最好就不要再碰它了。八九点，有时候庙里晚一点，九点钟可能。
So then Gurudev says, if somebody does not have prem, he doesn't have love. Like you say, you don't have love.
Gurudev 接讲哈，如果一个人
will Krishna accept his offering or not of Tulsi?
Krishna 呢没有一个人如果没有 prem 没有爱
的话 I'm offering Tulsi, but I have no love. Will Krishna accept that?
那么 Krishna 会不会接受呢？如果你供奉这 Tulsi， 会不会接受呢？
So Gurudev said.If Tulsi is given, it means that everything has been given and Krishna must accept.
Everything has been given.
Has been given.
那么如果 Tulsi 已经给
Krishna must accept.
已经放上去了，给上去了。那么这个意味着呢，所有东西呢已经供上去，已经给出来了。那么呢 ，Krishna 一定会接受。
And then one of the devotees said, "Well, if he's offering Tulsi and he has no guru, here's a question."
那么呢，这里面有个奉献者插了一句要问呢，他说呢，如果他供奉 Tulsi， 但是他还没有 guru，
will Krishna still accept?
会 Krishna 会不会接受
？And then Gurudev said, if Tulsi is given to Krishna, Krishna will have to accept guru or no guru.
那么 Gurudev 说了哈，一个人哈，无论他有没有 guru 哈，如果 Tulsi 已经给出来的话呢 ，Krishna 一定要接受。
Krishna will take that person's faith, so it will be beneficial. It will not go in vain.
所以的话呢，他说 Krishna 接受这个人的信心哈。
Not going in vain means that he'll give the person the guru, he'll give them whatever they need, the guru and everything else.
徒劳的也就是说呢，他会呢给他东西，比如说呢，他缺guru，会把guru给他，等等。
He said, just like if you're chanting and you're not initiated, still you benefit. Krishna will arrange that you get a guru.
就像一个人唱诵。
If he sees that you're chanting,
他没有那 guru,
sincerely,
只要呢他诚心的唱诵。
And you want to make advancement.
哦，那么呢 ，Krishna 会安排。You said, if we chanting without diction, is there no connection?
Oh, Jamuna is asking a question because earlier in the day, I told someone that if you have no diksha, no second initiation, then you can't have a relationship with the holy name.
那么前面我跟那刚才许阿姨啊在问那个问题的时候呢，她提到了，如果一个人不接受 diksha 启迪的话呢，他跟圣名没有关系。我说那这里面又谈到了哈，一个人只要他唱诵，无论有没有咕噜哈，那么都是有 Krishna 都是安排会给他安排的哦。
So I'll explain that there is benefit in chanting, even without the diksha mantras and even without Harinam,、
嗯、
and even if you're just a total karmi and you just get a card and you start chanting.
嗯，那么这里面讲的哦，唱诵圣名的话呢，就算你没有咕噜哦，没有启迪，只是一个比如说一个人呢得了张卡在那唱，都也是有效果的。
But without a relationship with anyone, we can't fully surrender, and that relative of ours can't fully surrender himself to us. If there's not a relationship,
they could not fully surrender.
There's not full surrender of each party unless there's a relationship with somebody.
嗯，也就是说呢，只是呢，你如果跟那个圣名没有关系哈，那么呢，你不能够完全呢，哦，归顺的。
For example, Yutika, if Arjuna Prabhu had an accident.
嗯，比如说 Yutika 哈，啊，朱娜如果呢有事的话
，and his leg was badly damaged.
然后这腿哦，腿呢腿伤了。
What would you do?
你怎么办呢
？Would you say sorry, I'm too busy, I have to go to work?
你不可能说哦，我现在不好意思，我很忙哦，我要上班。
You would drop everything, take him to the hospital, spend the time with him, and you'd even steal money just so that you could pay for his hospital.
你肯定
呢、
哦？放下一切哦，
you would do anything
不管哦，要把他送到医院去，
有可能
你要偷钱，可能要去治他的病啊、哦。那么呢，
and、
就是因为这个关系在这里。
And you know that he would do that for you.
你也知道呢哈，这个人也会为你做这些事情。
But if somebody else had an accident, some guy in the street,
但是呢，如果呢是
and you saw that he had an accident,
哦，街上有个人哈、哦、出事了啊、哦。
Maybe you call the police.
你可能最多打个电话给警察报警。或是呢，有没有救护车啊？叫一个。
Maybe wait a few minutes till they got there.
可能等你几分钟哈、啊，看看他有没有有人到场。
But you wouldn't do too much.
但是你不会超过这个界限。
Because there's no relationship.
因为跟这个人没有关系。
So if I'm experiencing my relationship with Krishna.
所以呢，我们也同样呢，我们经历这种呢，跟什么关系？
The holy name,
通过唱诵圣名啊。
Then I'm prepared to sacrifice everything for Krishna.
所以呢，当你跟 Krishna 因为唱诵有这个关系之后呢，你会为他呢牺牲一切。
Just like the gopis said, never mind, we'll go to hell, but just let Krishna be cured, so let's give him the dust of our feet.
所以呢哈 ，Krishna 呢，牧牛姑娘也说了哈，她说呢，我们下地狱哈不要紧，只要呢 Krishna 哈这个病呢哈能够好。
And similarly, Krishna is prepared to give his whole self to the gopis.
同样呢 ，Krishna 也会准备好呢哈，将自己的哈整个呢给出来给牧牛姑娘。
Especially Radharani.
尤其是呢哈 Radharani.
Like maybe when you were at Kartik, you heard the pastime that. When Radharani was home, Krishna, in the middle of the night, he went to her garden, and he climbed up on a tree and he just sat on the tree, making a coo-hoo, coo-hoo sound.
所以呢，我们去 Kartik 朝拜有个地方哈，就是 Krishna 呢发出这种哈不那个布谷鸟哈这个声音啊，就是呢在半夜的时候呢，Radharani不能出来啊，所以 Krishna 就跑到他的那个园子里面那个树上哈，就学呢这种鸟啊叫声啊。
So Radharani went to the door to open it, and then her bracelets were making a jingling sound as she was opening the door. So her mother-in-law said, "Who's there?"
Radharani 准备去开门哈，那么她的这个脚铃啊脚镯哈这个铃声呢铃铛声呢就响了，她的这那个婆婆呢说呢哈，谁在那里啊？
So Krishna stayed in the tree all night waiting.
所以 Krishna 在那个树上呢等了一晚上。
And then finally in the morning he left disappointed.
最后呢很失望哈，白天早上太阳跳出来了要走了。
这里。
So that's what I meant, that without the diksha mantras. So the diksha mantras is like the stove, the pot, the water, and the fire.
这就是我讲的这个关系的意思哈。Diksha mantra 可以给我们这个，它呢就像那个锅啊、火啊，还有这个灶一样啊。
And the Harinam is the rice.
那么呢，圣名哈利纳哈哈利克什纳这个曼陀罗就像那个米。
The goal is to eat the rice, not the pot.
我们呢这个目标呢是吃这个米饭哈，不是呢吃这个锅哈，这个其他东西啊。
But we need the pot and the fire, etc.
但是呢，我们也需要其他东西哈，齐备啊，这个锅啊，这个火啊，这个水。
So the goal is to realize our relationship with Krishna through the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
所以呢，我们的灵修目标呢是通过唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗呢，觉悟我们跟 Krishna 的关系。
And the Diksha mantra is helping that way.
而这 Diksha 曼陀罗呢，在这方面呢，对我们的帮助，帮助我们。
So, does that answer the question? Okay. So we'll continue reading about Tulsi. Isn't it exciting to read about Tulsi?
所以大家听一下这个呢，突袭的这些呢，说法，觉得怎么样？
So, then Sugrudev says, if there's no sadhu sangha and you are chanting, what will be the result?
And chanting, no sadhu sangha but chanting.
You don't have sadhu sangha and you're just chanting. What will be the result?
有个奉献者问一个问题哦，如果没有圣人的联谊哈，sadhu sangha只是唱诵，这个结果会是什么？
So the devotee said, by that chanting, sadhu sangha will come.
Gurudev 说了哈，他说呢，你就唱这样唱的话呢。圣人联谊会来的。
So Gurudev said, yes, it will be beneficial in so many ways. It will not go in vain.
所以 Gurudev 说了哈，这个唱诵圣名的话呢，哦，会在呢哈多方面的话呢哈有助力帮助我们呢，不会呢徒劳无功的。
So if you're offering anything along with Tulsi, even if there's no guru.
所以呢，if you worship Guru.
If you're offering anything to Krishna with Tulsi. Even if there's no guru.
就算的话，你没有任何的咕噜哈，你只是呢供奉呢突袭给 Krishna.
Because of one's faith.
啊，因为这个人的这个信心啊。
Krishna will bring that person in the right line of disciple succession and give him a good guru.
那么呢 ，Krishna 会将这个人带入呢，这个呢，正确的这条哈线上哈，就是使徒传系，进入使徒传系，而给赐予他一个咕噜。
So you cannot say that if one is offering tulsi, but there's no praying, then Krishna will not accept.
所以呢，我们不能说哈，一个人呢没有爱，然后没有 prema， 他供奉突袭哈，必须不接受啊，不能这样说。
Otherwise, all the scriptures will be useless.
不然的话呢，说经典就没有用了。
If anyone is not chanting the holy name with love and affection, will there be any effect or not?
如果一个人哈没有任何爱心的唱诵这圣名哈，没有任何情感的唱诵，那么这有没有效果？
So Dhanadhara Maharaj said, yes, he'll get Sukriti.
那么另外一个 Maharaj 在那补充了，就说了肯定哈，他会得到 Sukriti.
Was Dhanadhara Maharaj
here?
He was here? And so Gurudev said, not only Sukriti.
那么 Gurudev 在补充了，说呢，不仅是 Sukriti 的问题，不仅是 Sukriti.
And then Dhanadhara Maharaj said, with that Sukriti, he'll get Sadhu Sangha.
那么 Dhanadhara Maharaj 就说了哈，因为这个 Sukriti 的话呢，他会得到呢 Sadhu Sangha 哈，圣人的联谊。
So Gurudev said,Tulsi is the birth of Sukriti.
那么呢，咕噜爹呢就补充了，突袭的话呢。
I mean, the holy name is the birth of all Sukriti.
他说呢，圣名啊，圣名哈利娜哈，就说呢，是所有呢这个 Sukriti 的这个呢，出生的诞生。
And then he quoted one verse, which is in your songbook. I'll tell you what pages. We can sing it together.
引述的一个诗节哈，在课本里面。
So he's saying the holy name is just like Tulsi. Wherever you are, start.
那么呢，他说圣名呢，就像 the holy name is like Tulsi.
In the sense that you don't have to have love to do it.
他说圣名跟托拉喜是一样哈，不需
要
呢。
You have to have a guru.
一开始呢要有
路
啊，有情感啊，有爱啊这些啊，任何东西你从
任何点都可以开始。So let's encourage everybody to chant.
因此呢，为什么我们强调哈，任何人都可以唱诵
？Okay, so let's go to page. Page 5.
第五页啊。第五页刚好在 Maha Mantra 的下面那个导文啊，吉祥导文第五页。圣名的献给圣名的赞歌啊。
Do translation together.
你们念一下这个意思先。P 五页。最后一个。
所有荣耀。
啊。
所有荣耀归于 Krishna Murari 的圣名。他是色月的宜人和神圣极乐的化身，他终止生死轮回和解禁宗教修行、冥想、布施、神像崇拜和五行的所有痛苦艰辛， 即使人只是念诵圣名一次，圣名也会一起波转流亡。只有毗湿那圣名是至尊甘露和我生命中的唯一宝藏。毗湿那圣名是甜美中最甜美的，吉祥中最吉祥的。它是伟大经云，是茂盛的攀藤植物，盛典华人瓦塔，承受果子，是智慧的化身。即使仅只念诵圣名一次，不管是有心情或无情意，也会立即从生死之涯中获救。
Okay, now let's sing it together.
现在我们一起念。
Jayati Jayati Nama Nanda Rupa Murari Virnita Nija Dharma Dhyana Pujariya Katamapi Chakradatam Mukidam Praninangat Paramam Samekam Jivanam Purushanam. The following are related to Krishna: Tulsi, Jamuna, Ganges, Mahaprasad, the holy name.
这四样，恒河、甘蔗、莲蓬的 Tulsi、Mahaprasad 和 holy name。这五样东西哈，恒河、Yamuna 和Tulsi， 还有呢 Mahaprasad 以及呢这个圣名 holy name。
If somehow anyone comes in contact with them, even if they are like Jagai and Madai, they become purified.
任何五样东西啊，如果一个人哈，就是接触到它的话呢，无论他是加盖、马代等等的，他们都得到净化。
So Srimati Tulsi Devi is so glorious.
因此呢哈，这个呢，图拉西女神的话呢是非常荣耀的。
Okay, any questions? And I have to find out for you about if you can give Tulsi neck beads to a meat eater.
They already asked for it.They already asked.
Yeah, and he said it's not proper. So what does it mean?
It means you have to see the propensity of the person.
How sincere.
If it's ready, yes, sincere and ready.
Right.
Maybe later to give up, then you can do it.
Right.
But not like proper to respect just everybody.
Right. It should be selected. Good.
So also non-devotee can raise, no, can plant if to see, no problem.
Yeah, no problem. Even if he's
so
Jagai
or
Mata.
So we can ask anybody to plant if they like.
Mm-hmm.And then train them what to do. Okay, Arjun Puru.
是的，就说这些这赞助描述非常的优美啊。那么我们也看到很多经典里面这样的描述。但是实际上的话呢，我们已经念了很多的圣名，为什么我们没有感觉到自己解脱呢？
He said that in these songs they give a very like glorifying.The holy name is a word, you know, liberation, even once, you know, somebody chanted them only even once. But we chant so many years, I didn't have any sense of liberation or relief, you know, from all these things, or, you know, any sense of liberation. Why I didn't have this kind of
That's a good question.
Yeah.
So when somebody asked Gurudev that, he gave this answer.
那当有奉献者也实际上类似有提过这个问题呢，给 Gurudev 他也有些答案。
Queen Kunti, when she was young, she served Durvasa Muni.
当然，昆蒂王后呢，很年轻的时候呢，她曾经服务过圣人啊，叫 Durvasa Muni 的。她没出嫁之前啊。
So she got a benediction from him.
所以她从这个圣人那里得到了祝福啊，这个圣人啊祝福她。
That you will be the mother of five powerful sons.
她说你将成为然后五个呢。非常有力量的哈，这个儿子的母亲，
great and glorious.
他们这些儿子呢哈，将非常有作为和伟大。
So she got that benediction, and when the sage gives a benediction, it's going to be true.
那么他呢得到这个祝福哈，当然圣人的祝福哈，一定是真的。
But the sons didn't manifest immediately.
但是呢，这个儿子呢哈，并非呢立即就出现了哈，这五个他们据说预言的哈，这几个儿子。
She had to grow up a little bit and get trained how to be a good wife.
她呢，这个昆蒂要长大哈，并且呢得到训练哈，怎么样成为一个呢？
When she got married.
就是贤妻呀哈，然后呢。
Then she served her husband.
结婚了哈，还有呢，服务她丈夫。
Then she got little babies.
然后呢，成养孩子。
And then she nurtured the babies.
让孩子长大。
And when they grew up, It was just like Durvasamuni said he would.
那么当这个孩子真的是长大之后呢，长大成人之后呢，确实哈，如这个圣者所言的，哦。
The five Pandavas.
就是呢哈，这个潘多瓦五兄弟。
Who were great devotees and intimate associates.
也是呢哈，这个啊，这个呢 ，Krishna 的这个哈，奉献者和亲密同游。
So it's there. It's just, huh?
Liberation is there, but
yeah.
futile. 所以呢，解脱是在那里的啊，但是呢，我们在一个时间呢，有一个时间在那里。我实际解脱已经给出来了，实际上 ，the liberation is given actually already.
When Gurudev gives initiations, sometimes he said, "You don't realize what I'm giving you."
所以 Gurudev 在给这个启迪哈，这个时候啊，他有时候跟奉献说哈，你们不知道我现在给你们什么东西。
I'm giving you the seed of pure chanting.
他实际上我已经给你们种下了这个呢纯粹念诵的这个种子了，已经给了。
Grows into a plant.
但是呢，如果一旦这个种子能够成功的哈，长成一个植蔓一个植物啊。
Then gradually you can't imagine the fruits that will come out of that plant.
那么你就才能够想象哦，这个树会结某个果子，会有些，就是当它长出来之后，你才会可以有点想象啊，可知，可预知。
There's so many things to learn.
有很多东西哦要学的。
We could have a whole class, for example, just on the plant of devotional service. How it grows and what each stage is. Like, first there's two leaves, and the two leaves are closed, and they open up, and there's a bottom side and a top side.
那么这个
so much to learn.
关于呢奉爱的蔓藤哈，就是关于我们的奉爱服务哈怎么成长的。那么有一本书专门讲的是吧？讲的这这个奉爱服务呢，首先呢是两片叶子首先是合着的，后来张开了。那么两片叶子呢哈，还有亮的一面啊，向阳的一面，还有底面啊，那么代表什么东西？那么这个可以呢，花很多时间来讲这一块。
All reality is in the books.
所有这东西。
And the essence of the books is the holy name.
都在呢经典里面，就书籍里面，但是呢，真正的经典的精华呢，在圣名之中。
It's now 10:07. What time does the class stop? Should I stop? So we should do Buddha, not today, but start. Okay, so we're going to talk about Krishna consciousness in relation to Lord Buddha, but that's a whole other subject.
那么我们本来要讲一下佛教哈，以呢慧舍自觉和梵语教的关系，但是已经是另外一个话题了。
So we'll do that the day after tomorrow.
所以呢，我们后天再讲。
Why aren't we going to do it tomorrow?
明天为什么不讲呢？
Because.Tomorrow is a big holiday.
因为明天是一个节日哦，不讲这种。
It's a four times holiday.
Four times.
It's four holidays in one.
是四个节日合在一起。
So maybe the cooks can make a big feast.
明天可以大餐。
But I think every day you already have a big feast.
实际上你们每天都是大餐。
So I'll tell you what they are. One is Balaram's.Rasa Lila.
第一个呢是巴拉拉姆的 Rasa 之舞巴拉拉姆的 Rasa 之舞。
And then the other one is Krishna's Rasa Lila.
还有呢哈 ，Krishna 的 Rasa Lila 春季逍遥。
Krishna has two Rasa Lilas, springtime and autumn. This is the spring one.
那么呢 ，Krishna 有两个哈，这个 Rasa 之舞哈，一个呢是在春天的哈，叫春季逍遥；另外在秋季哈，秋天的逍遥。那么呢，这是属于呢春季的春季逍遥。
And it's the appearance day of a great devotee named.Shyamananda Prabhu.
还有呢，是一个伟大我们使徒传系上一个伟大的奉献者 Shyamananda Prabhu.
He's an intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
但是呢，哈，马巴布一个呢，哈，亲密的啊，这个奉献都有。It's not Shyamananda. Later on, Srivasa Shyamananda.
Oh, Sali. Sali. And it's also the appearance day of Vamsi Vadana.Thakur.
也是呢哈 ，Vamsi Vadana Thakur 的这个显现人，两个圣者的显
现。Vamsi Vadana is a servant in the house of Lord Chaitanya's mother.
那么呢，这个呢 ，Vamsi Vadana 哈，这个Thakur的话呢是呢，Mahaprabhu 的这个母亲家里面的一个仆人。
And you know who he is in Krishna Lila?
在 Krishna 笑
是吧 ？Everybody in Mahaprabhu Lila is somebody in Krishna Lila.
他是谁呢
？So in Krishna Lila, he's Krishna's flute.
他是 Krishna 的笛子。
Isn't that interesting?
One more question.
She has one
question. 我中了偷袭啊，因为在那个什么
天台，
没办法供奉，也没办法整理。再一个呢，就是因为现在那个偷袭的苗苗啊， 上面我那个老伴他种有一点菜呀、啊、一点花那种啊、
嗯、
到处都是
哦，
他有时候呢没那个了，他就长得大了以后他就帮我移，
嗯，
但是他又是吃肉的，所以我就考虑是不是在这个问题上我自己可能就做出对兔子的服务的冒犯，
应该没问题。
再一个呢，没那个的话，所以我就考虑我的身体为什么越来越差，
哎呦，
皮囊为什么越来越差？
哦哦，请我问一下啊。She said she has the tussy on the balcony, like open one, you know, and then very big pot, you know, she couldn't move to the new object, you know, what she plants and then become big, you know, and also big pot, you know, several persons carry a big pot. She could not do the proper, like, offering the lamb of, you know, incense. And also her husband sometimes also plants the vegetable flower there, and tussy just sit everywhere, you know, grow everywhere.And then sometimes husband we have to move all these juicy, you know, into the different places. Like meat eaters, whether it's an offense. She don't know whether it's an offense. She has done offense to the juicy.
By telling what?
By not taking care of him, you know, let her husband doing, you know, moving in different things.
He's a meat eater?
Husband.
As long as he does it,
and she
respectfully, and she doesn't hurt her.And he does it respectfully, then it's okay.
如果你丈夫是呢，就是说呢，你先生呢是比较尊敬的，没有说一定要故意伤害他怎么样哦，那没有关系的，
没
问题。
Because Gurudev just said here, even if you're Jagai Mata,
Jagai Mata 都可以得到净化哦，没有关系的。
那他触碰嘛，不是说不能触碰嘛？
啊，
那他已经
可以触碰。He said the meat can touch.
Well, that's one thing we have to find out.
I think must be, otherwise how can you?
How can you
do everything, you know?
Nourish, yeah. Right, yeah.
She asked whether it's because of this offense that her body becomes worse and worse, health.
I don't think so, but Jimuna can write to Gurudev, and I'll also ask Prajana to ask Mother Mom that.
Okay.
No, you're not making any offense.
你没有冒犯哦。
But you can give...
不能啊，不能啊，没办法。
But since you have, because of your devotion,You have so many tulsi plants, you can give it to all these devotees who don't have plants.
因为你自己哈养了那么多 tulsi 已经给了很多奉献的 tulsi 这也是也很多功德的，也是很好的。
And as they cultivate new people, make new friends and make new devotees, they can give tulsi plants to others and train them.
如果呢有奉献者也是新人哈，愿意领养这个 tulsi 的话呢，你可以给出来哈，就是他们愿意，比如说奉献者教他们怎么种啊哈。怎么样子服务啊？那么他们愿意的话呢，那么都可以给出去啊，这些小苗啊，
给我们
是啊，还有土拉西叶子啊，都是很好的。有 ，she gives packs of tulsi to different devotees in the home.
Packs.
给我们好多土拉西叶子。
They pick up the leaves and wash it and then put in the bag, package, you know, and then send to all over China actually.
And also the plants she can give.
Yeah, also plants in the local.
She does that.
Yeah, of course.
Great.She's doing great.
这是很好的服务，是这样。
She's doing great.
嗯。
Now we have to preach to so many people so we can give out so many tulsi plants.
那时候你们要大量传教哈，然后土拉西都会都有主。
是啊。
家家都有。
If we have more tulsi plants than there are people, then we have to make more people.
如果你有很多土拉西苗的话，那就要多哈发展新人哈，叫他们去。
Just like Umarani, where's Umarani?
Umarani.
Where'd she go?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she brought 16 devotees to get initiated by Gurudev. So you can give her 16 tulsi plants. But Umarani, you have a great responsibility. Because if you brought them for initiation, and then they don't follow,If the weight goes on your head, the responsibility is on you.
但是你责任重大，你带着去人的话呢，要他们好好修。
So that means you have to nourish them and take care of them.
你要照顾他们。
Okay, and Friday night is our last class.
所以呢，我们还有两天的课，星期五是最后一天。
Okay, so Gopremandi, Hari Hari. So now, Anali Prabhu, Kirtan.
Hare Krishna.
今天那个
还有拿包吗？
那个东西呢？还有吗？
什么的那个讲课那个，
哎，就放在这里，谁拿来？我一直都放在这里。后来他们不是唱歌呢，唱的到处都是呢，放到哪去了？
养马是不是每年的这四个节日都是去的？
哪四个节日？这新鲜日是啊，是 every year the same, the appearance day and the Rasta, Rama, Balaram's Rasta Lila.
What do you mean same?
The same day, means they meet.
The wrong same day?
Every year the same day.
I'm not sure. Because if the Titi is far enough apart, it may end up around here, I'm not sure. Yeah.
有可能，应该是差不多一样。明天啊。哦 ，tomorrow is also one Christian day, or is it? What's that? It's the Jesus Christ come back to life. What's that? What's the name? I don't know.
Resurrection.
Resurrection. That's why they got the fly.
That's why what?
The fly. The
fly.
Poster.What they call fly from the church. Also means celebration. I'm asking that if the afterwards there's so many pure devotees appear in the world, then every day is holiday. The earth becomes blessed. Every day is appearance day, disappearance day, and then different holidays. The whole calendar.
Yeah, maybe we just do the prominent one.
Thank you.